It is the end of the school year, and I find myself thinking about Elijah. After the fight with the prophets of Baal, after the flight from Jezebel, after his journey into the wilderness, Elijah was worn down physically. He was emotionally depleted. He was feeling inadequate to what God had asked of him. He plopped down in a cave and moped. This is what I want these days, to sit in a cave by myself. Solitude is key, and mope. God asks Elijah why he is sitting and sulking in a cave, and Elijah informs God of all that he has accomplished for him, complains that he is all alone in his fight, and is honest about his fear for his life. This is my daily life, especially at the end of a school year. I feel worn down physically by the demands of small children who depend on me for everything, from getting dressed to being educated to learning about God. I am often emotionally depleted from pouring out myself for my family. I feel completely inadequate to the task God has set before me of raising my children to honor Him. I am lonely from being in a new town with the added difficulty of meeting people as a homeschooling mom. Most days I feel like a failure. Before Elijah made it to his brooding cave, he collapsed under a broom tree where God met his needs. An angel brought him food and drink and allowed him to rest, saying, "The journey is too great for you." Elijah rested and took in nourishment from God before he traveled to the Mount of God. I need to learn to depend on God for every single daily need, just as Elijah was forced to do under the broom tree. God told him that the journey was too much for him and gave him food and rest. God knows that I am inadequate for the job He has given me, and He has given me His Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to provide everything I need for my mission. Elijah was sustained by God. He did not make his journey in his own strength. I need to learn to do the same. God also made it clear that He was still with Elijah. When the Lord passed by Elijah on the Mount of God, God spoke to him in a still, small voice, rather than in the fire or the earthquake, perhaps to let Elijah know that he was near and close to him. I desperately want my times with God to train me to listen to God's still, small voice, so that even in the midst of my weariness and loneliness, I know beyond a doubt that He is with me. And that will be enough.